This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent for the Wildcat Extension District. There's nothing like a refreshing drink of water to hydrate the body. But what happens when the only available water is frozen? As livestock producers, managing herds in freezing temperatures can really make you dread the weather forecast. Now, or perhaps a week ago, is the time to make sure watering systems are set up for full-time access to clean, drinkable water. Livestock will sure drink more water in warmer temperatures, by 50 to 100%, but water is the one nutrient that if animals go without, then trouble happens quickly. Dehydration, especially in cold temperatures, is difficult to monitor, but more than a few days can make a huge impact on health and productivity. Cattle will typically drink about a gallon of water per day for every 100 pounds. A dry cow needs 8 to 10 gallons, but a lactating cow needs twice that. A horse weighing about 1,000 pounds needs 10 to 12 gallons, and sheep and goats need 1 to 3 gallons daily. Animals can use snow as their source of hydration. Here in Southeast Kansas, our annual snowfall is unpredictable at best, but still usually less than 12 inches, with accumulation varying. Animals will consume soft snow, but snow that is melted and refroze is not nearly as edible. Research out of Canada shows that livestock body temperatures efficiently thaw snow. There's no metabolic difference observed between animals given snow or water. Consider the size of the tank needed to keep the water flowing ice-free. Animals are more likely to drink from water sources when the water is moving. That may mean investing in frost-free watering systems. This can be expensive, but the savings in time and labor may be well worth it. Breaking ice is labor-intensive, not to mention a safety hazard. And speaking of safety, the water source access needs to be dependable both for the livestock manager and the livestock. Trudging through several inches of icy mud to a pond bank with a gradual slope can be difficult and dangerous for man and beast. Busting ice with an axe is a common practice in our area. I encourage you to implement a check-in system so you aren't stuck in a pond for too long before someone starts looking for you. Not only is it important to have large quantities of this nutrient available for your livestock, they also need access to clean water at all times. Animals will drop hay pieces, saliva, dirt, and feed into the water as they drink. This debris will develop bacterial growth, so be sure to clean waterers often. I encourage you to check into water tests through the extension offices if your livestock are drinking from a well or a pond. Testing this water periodically will give you the full picture of their mineral intake and confirm the water is safe to drink. For more information on watering systems or water tests, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.